All right, so today we're diving deep into something a little different.
Yeah.
A resume.
All right.
But, and here's the thing, this isn't just about, you know, deciphering work experience. It's about understanding the story behind a successful career, right?
Right.
Like, how do you actually build one of those? So we are going to break down this resume,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully all of us can take away some tips and tricks to level up our own.
Absolutely.
So we're looking at the resume of Alexander Santos, or Alex to his friends.
Okay.
And he's an experienced software engineering manager looking for his next opportunity.
Nice. Oh. So excited to break this down.
We're going
to
break down how his career unfolded and, more importantly, what you can learn from it.
Yeah. What I find really interesting looking at this resume is how Alex has really used this to create a narrative.
Yeah.
Right. He's not just listing out his skills. He's showcasing growth and a strategic approach to his career.
I completely agree. It's very clear, like just from looking at this,
yeah,
that he has a plan. And this isn't, it's not just a list of jobs.
Right.
He's telling a story.
Exactly. Yeah.
And right away, some big names jump out at me. Sonatype, GE Digital, X Matters.
Yeah. Those are not.
These are.
Those aren't your, like, you know, garage band startups. You know what I mean?
No, not at all.
Like, these are big time.
Yeah. These are big players.
And they represent, yeah, to your point about big players, they represent leading companies in, you know, software development, security. I mean, for those of you listening out there, you know, in the software world, Sonatype, you know, their work in open source security is like groundbreaking.
Absolutely.
So it's really interesting to see that he's, you know, consistently put himself in these positions to work with
cutting edge
technology,
leading global teams, like the whole nine yards.
Yeah. And it's not just about the companies themselves, but the specific roles that he took on at these companies.
Oh, interesting.
So, for example, at GE Digital, he spearheaded the migration to cloud-based solutions for industrial IoT platforms.
Wow.
That kind of experience, right?
All right.
In a world that is increasingly reliant on cloud technology. I mean, that's gold.
Gold. And speaking of gold, his time at GE Digital also includes this little nugget, boosting team performance by 30% and slashing project completion times by 20%.
Right.
Those numbers are incredible.
They're huge. Right.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to, like, list achievements, but to actually quantify them.
Yeah. Put a number on it.
Yeah. That immediately tells whoever's looking at this resume, whether it's a recruiter, hiring manager, that this is somebody that is results oriented, right? They don't just do the activity, they deliver impact, and they have the leadership skills to back it up.
Absolutely. That's like such a good point. Like, I improved this is very different from I improved it by 30%.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we've established that Alex has the technical chops.
Yes.
He's got the leadership experience.
For sure.
But what I find really intriguing, and this is kind of where I think it goes to that next level, is this commitment to going above and beyond, right?
Yeah.
So he built an app incorporating computer vision and AI in his spare time.
Okay, so he's got a job.
Yeah, this isn't his job.
Yeah.
This is like his side hustle.
That's impressive.
Now that's dedication.
Yeah, passion projects.
Right.
I mean, passion projects are so much more than just a hobby, right?
Yeah.
I mean, for somebody like Alex, who already has, we're assuming, a very demanding job, right?
Wow.
He's leading these teams. He's at these big companies. It really demonstrates like a genuine desire to learn and experiment with new technologies.
It also, I imagine, makes him just a more well-rounded candidate when he's applying to these jobs.
Exactly. Yeah, it shows adaptability, intellectual curiosity, and a willingness to invest in his own growth, which honestly, those are all qualities that employers, they eat that stuff up, you know?
Yeah, 100%. And speaking of adaptability, I noticed that Alex navigated a pretty significant cultural shift at Ping Identity after they were acquired.
Oh, that's a great catch. Because you're right, because company acquisitions can be...
They can be messy.
Really messy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, highlighting his ability to navigate that change.
Right, because he had to adapt potentially processes or integrate new systems. Who knows?
Who knows, yeah.
But being able to highlight that really shows resilience and a cool head under pressure.
100%.
Then those are invaluable soft skills, I think.
Totally, yeah.
So we've covered a lot. We've got impressive technical skills.
Yes.
A very clear trajectory of leadership growth.
Mm-hmm.
And this drive to constantly learn and evolve.
That's the key.
Which is, I think, what I'm taking away from this, is that this resume is a masterclass in showcasing transferable skills.
100% agree. Because it's not just about what Alex has done. It's about what he can do in the future.
Yes.
And that's really, I think, the message that you want to send with your resume is, Here's how my unique experiences have equipped me to tackle new challenges and contribute to a company's success.
So to wrap this up,
yeah,
Alex's resume isn't just about landing a job. It's about embracing opportunities for growth. And I'm not going to lie, it got me thinking.
Yeah.
Like, what is one thing I've been putting off learning? What about you?
I've been meaning to learn. Gosh, I don't even know. There's so many things.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much. That's the thing. There's always something new to learn.
Yeah, but like, what's the one that you've been like, oh, I'll get to that, and you haven't gotten to it? Maybe it's time we all channel our inner Alex and dive in.
I love that. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
All right. That's it for today's deep dive. We'll see you next time.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody.